Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Foxtrot.
We interrupt this program.
We interrupt this program to bring you a program.
He's the
mascot of all reruns. Right?
Leon.
Yeah, it's Leon, but his first name is Previous. Right? Previous Leon. He's just a little character that runs around and he gives you the recap of all the shows before.
He's quite famous.
The next, yeah, it's a household. Yeah. He's a household dude. How do you not know Previous Leon? It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160 because we're a live call-in radio program where you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight, it is myself. The authentic Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass Buckshot Esquire, if you will, LLC.
Oh, okay.
Joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
It's the first time you've heard the LLC.
Yeah, I didn't know you were incorporated. Or whatever that stands
limited
for.
Limited liability, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That just means I'm not liable for anything.
Okay. So you're limited.
Like, I say a bunch of stuff on the radio, but, like, don't listen to me. Like, or if you do, like, you take full responsibility. I will take none of the responsibility for you listening to me spouting on the radio. Okay. So, that is all.
Okay.
Captain's Log, stardates 12172023. Ladies and gentlemen, you may now move about the cabin. This is your captain speaking. Nikki, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mark did an adequate job, I guess, of replacing you, but, you know, he's a dude.
Yeah.
So we didn't quite get the...
I actually kind of forgot that I wasn't here last week. And I'm like, I feel like I'm kind of... It feels like it's been longer. I'm like, right, yes. Yeah.
He wasn't very animated.
Well,
that's something you would say.
We didn't have... So normally, for those who want to watch, you can go to like watch.freetalklive.com or find our Odyssey channel or our Twitch channel. And watch. I don't know why you'd want to watch. We're a radio program, but whatever. We do have some cameras up here. They rotate around, and you can watch us while we do the show. We have a thing set up for, like, if somebody, particularly Mark specifically, is remote hosting, that it'll show, like, a little picture-in-picture on the screen of him. And I screwed that up somehow. It was way easier than I thought it was going to be, but then, like, I ran out of time before the show started. So we put a... We resurrected Facsimile Mark, the photo that hangs on the wall back here, and taped him to a chair. And not Mark, the photo.
I thought that's what you were talking about at first, right? So the video call-in type of
deal. Yeah. Okay. We bring him in over on an online app or whatever, and then we make it so that he can appear, like, sort of picture-in-picture if you're watching on our video streams over
But, I mean, the photo is just as good. He looks nice in that picture. It's a good picture.
He's a little less gray in that photo than he is, well, now. Photo's a bit dated.
Yeah. He's captured in time.
Yes. But I think even he would prefer that photo because that's how Mark rolls. Mm. Mark, if you're listening...
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The commentators have left the building. We're supposed to talk about stuff because we're a talk radio program, right?
That's what we do.
Call in and change the subject, please.
603-283-6160 to kick things off tonight. Convicted Kohl's thieves, for those of you who don't know what Kohl's is, it's a department store.
Kohl's Cash.
K-O-H-L apostrophe S. I believe... that originated in Wisconsin.
Really?
The Kohl's were a very wealthy family, or at least became wealthy because of their chain of department stores. At any rate, convicted Parker being in the, I believe, Colorado-Denver area.
Denver Metro.
Convicted Parker Kohl's thieves argued for lesser charge because the items were on sale.
That's pretty funny. That's kind of clever. I'm not really into thievery, but that's pretty clever.
I'm not either, but like, I haven't read this. All I know is that they were convicted for, I think, more than $2,000 worth of merchandise.
I think they should get at least 30% off their sentence.
It's the holidays, right? Everything's on sale.
I mean, did they include the tax on that, too?
But like, it was Black Friday, though.
Yeah. Did they enter the coupon code, right? You know, did they get a gift card or something? Like, how, you know.
Right.
How is this calculated, right? Is it the retail value? Is it the wholesale value? It
should be the wholesale value.
Is it the sale on sale value?
Yeah.
Like, we don't know these things.
Enter the code JAIL30 for 30% off your sentence.
Shoplifting 25.
Limited offers only.
It's going to happen in California. That's what it's going to do. That's what it's going to, yeah. This from Denver7.com. Two men convicted of felony theft for stealing more than $2,000 worth of merchandise from a Parker Kohl's store argued in court for a lesser charge because the items were on sale and they had coupons.
Yeah, they got their Kohl's cash.
They got the Kohl's cash.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like I said, I didn't see it. No, I try and read some of this stuff before, or at least skim through it, but yeah. Like I was short on time today. So they had coupons, or coupons, depending on who you are and how you pronounce things.
Coupon.
According to the 18th Judicial District, Michael Green, age 50, and Byron Bolden, age 37, were formally sentenced this month after being convicted of retail theft at the Kohl's store this year, according to a Tuesday news release from the Judicial District. The two men dubbed KitchenAid Mixer Crew.
Oh, man.
Because of the high-end KitchenAid appliances, in addition to brand-name shoes and clothing that were stolen in the case.
Yeah, I mean, they were going for expensive items then. Yeah. KitchenAids are no joke. That's like $500.
The KitchenAid crew.
Yeah, they only stole like three KitchenAids.
Like
$2,000.
Yeah. I never did this, but I was told a tale of this. And for those of you who work in, what do they call the people who, loss prevention. The people who, like, monitor the stores for, like, shoplifting and that kind of stuff.
Shrinkage is called now.
Well, I thought that was related to inflation. Like,
shrinkflation. No. That's corporate speak for shoplifting.
For theft. But,
right.
Is shrinkage.
How much shrinkage,
okay.
Yeah. Right. Huh. It's like negative growth.
It's kind of sad that it's such an issue that they needed to make, like, a special word for it.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't just, okay, theft, that's, like, what it is.
Right.
But they
but
have
you can't
to, like,
say theft.
Yeah.
So, like, and maybe they changed it, but, like, if you wanted to get a job helping a retailer like Kohl's, for example, you know, reduce the amount of theft, you would get a job in loss prevention.
Yeah.
Right.
You would hire a loss prevention officer, I believe they call it, even though it's not, has nothing to do with
it. Unarmed, probably.
Yeah, or.
Yeah, it's like a mall cop.
Yeah, kind of. It's more like monitor the inventory, see what gets stolen, rearrange stuff so that stuff that's easily stolen isn't, like, right near the door, for example,
yeah.
So, like, people can just grab one on their way out or whatever, that kind of thing. I've heard of people doing this. I've never done this, mind you, and I only know this from hearsay. You go into a retail store, Kohl's, Walmart, you know, Best Buy, something like that. And you find yourself a real nice big screen TV or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some, you know, high dollar, right? You know, not the highest, right? You don't want to draw too much attention, but, you know, something, you know, more than you could afford anyway. And then you buy it on, like, a credit card or something.
Yeah.
Right? And then you check out, and then you leave with your item, and you put it in your car or whatever. And then you bring that receipt back later that same day, right? Preferably within, you know, a half an hour or something like that, because those
I just bought this thing.
What you do is you walk back into the store and you tape that receipt to a box containing the exact same item you just bought, and then you walk out with the new item as well. So you basically get two for one, right? Because what do they check on your way out the door? They check your receipt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're carrying out a TV and you show them your receipt on the way out the door, you or somebody else, right, you know, your partner in crime or whatever it is, comes back with the receipt in their pocket. They go pick up that same TV in the box and tape the receipt to it and walk out the door.
Ah. I've heard of people doing something similar where they'll write by the TV and then try to return it. So they'll grab another TV and then go to the counter, the customer service, and say, I would like to return this thing.
Yep.
Oh,
so and then they get the money from it, but then they also have the TV.
That's the final part of this particular one, is that you go in and you buy the thing, we'll say legit, right? Or at least so it appears. So pay with cash, pay with a credit card, you know, probably with cash, so like, you know, your name isn't associated with the transaction, hopefully. Right, if any of that comes back in you, but whatever. And then you get the receipt, and then you go out to your car, and then your partner in crime comes back in with the receipt, and then grabs another box of the exact same item, the TV, if you will, and takes the receipt to it and walks out with that. And then once you successfully have the second TV in your, you know, car or whatever it is in the parking lot, then you bring the other TV back with the original receipt and be like, oh, yeah, no, sorry, this was a gift, but they already got one. Right, and then they give you your money back. The way I was told that it happened was that everything happened in that order. Somebody went in, bought the TV, you know, got the receipt. The partner in crime went back in with the receipt, stuck it to another TV, walked out the door without paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then the original person who bought it in the first place drove to the next town with another of the same store and returned the original purchase there to get their money back. So they got their money back, and they got a free TV.
Their money.
And they got a free TV. Just, right.
Yeah.
Wow. So. Yeah. I was thinking that you'd have to do it at a store that's busy, like in a big city or something. Yeah. Because
in a self-checkout.
You yeah, do it if on, I did this in Keene, they'd be like, dude, I just saw you. Like, they would recognize, you know what I mean?
Do it on Black Friday or something like that.
But with the self-checkouts, that makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm a fan of the self-checkout. I know a lot of
many
libertarian types, voluntarists, anarchists, whatever, are like, no, you're putting people out of work. And it's like, look, I can already bag and check out faster than any cashier.
If I could save 25% more, I'd go and load the truck.
Right.
Too. I mean,
yeah. Right.
So I don't want to spend my time in line waiting behind everybody, right, whomever those people might be. I would much rather have control over my own checkout experience, scan my own items, you know, pay in, you know, my desired method, and then GTFO on, you know, and if I screw something up, it's on me. But I can already bag. I can't even tell you how many times somebody else has bagged my groceries and, you know, something spilled.
I'm very particular about how my groceries are bagged, and I will put it up. I usually go to Aldi, so I don't have this issue, because they just fling it in the cart anyways.
They're fast.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Aldi's here in town has self-checkout now.
Yeah.
They left one aisle.
Yeah.
One aisle.
And that's the one that all the old people go through. I've
got to write a check.
I don't work here. You don't pay me, Aldi, because that's kind of the...
Yeah, but I go to that aisle.
I mean,
I think a couple Wednesdays ago we had this conversation with Lori on the show, and she had the same opinion where she was like, she does not like self checkout because she's basically saying like, I'm not employed by the store, and she doesn't think that, because my argument was, well, I'd prefer to do it just because I'm particular about how things are done, and also if it could save me money, like if they're not having to pay somebody, but her argument was because of theft. Because obviously it's a lot easier to steal stuff very casually, right? And because they still need employees there to monitor it. Well, she doesn't think that it would make things... She thinks it might make things more expensive eventually and not less expensive.
Well,
I disagree.
I'm with you. And also, because Aldi's is already one of these stores that is like, we're going to buy up the tail end of the production and, you know, add a discount and pass the savings on to you. They're already a discount store.
Yeah, they do all of the things.
Quote unquote. They do the quarter for the shopping cart.
They don't give you bags.
Right, you have to buy bags or bring your own, that kind of thing. So they're already like a store that is trying to give you the best price possible on all of their goods. And I appreciate a store that is their reputation, that is their entire brand. Instead of increasing prices, right, putting up some self-checkout so that dudes like me who prefer to check out by himself because he can do it quicker and better and it's more to my liking, have the option, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you know, all stores should go to self-checkout only. I'm not saying that, right?
But what I'm saying is
I prefer the self-checkout, particularly because I'm a single dude. I rarely buy a cart full of anything. You know what I mean? It's always just a couple of things. I opt for the basket usually and not the cart, you know, that kind of a thing.
But the thing is, Aldi doesn't take credit cards. They don't take credit cards.
I think they do.
The self-checkout is debit only.
Oh, the self-checkout. Okay, so I usually use a debit, I guess.
I don't know that that's a fact.
But the cashiers do credit, right?
No.
I don't know.
No, because that's how they're saving money.
I don't know that's a fact because at the self-checkout at Aldi's, it says cards only.
I believe it's only debit.
It doesn't say debit cards only. It says cards only.
When I first started going to Aldi, you couldn't use a credit card. Right, cash or debit.
If I have to go this week, I'll test it.
I'm paying cash, and you can't use cash at the self-checkout. So if I want to put down some ferns, I can't use those.
Yeah, you got to have a digital payment.
Yeah, I need a real person to give my fake money to.
Yeah,
your Monopoly money. Yeah. Here you go.
All right, so the two men dubbed the KitchenAid Mixer crew. Apparently, there was some sort of a trial, and at trial, defense attorneys suggested to a jury that their clients should only face a lesser misdemeanor charge because some of the items they stole were being offered on sale.
Did they steal a Monopoly game and take the get-out-of-jail-free card, too? Like, hey, look, we got a get-out-of-jail-free card.
I want to keep one of those in my car so the next time I get pulled over be like, hey, can we see your license and registration? I go, sure. And I reach in for my registration and hand them my license and, like, get attached.
At the very least, I think, even if it didn't work,
it would lighten the situation.
Yeah, like everybody would have a good laugh. And I'm sure there are some cops out there who'd be like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, like they'd think it was funny enough where they're like, all right, get out of here.
Yeah.
You know,
it might work.
I'm going to try that.
I'm going to have to do that too.
Yeah.
In Colorado, where this story takes place, theft under $2,000 is a misdemeanor offense, but the documented value of the item stolen was $2,094.98, making it a felony.
Oh, so that's the thing. So if they include the sale price, then it would be not felony. Right.
I'm assuming it brings it down below the $2,000 mark.
I would give them that.
I mean, they had the coupons.
They had the coupons.
Yeah.
Right, and I mean, did they put sales tax on that $2,000?
I mean, I would go with the sale price to make it not a felony. I mean,
yeah, I wonder if they.
I don't think that's a ridiculous argument.
I do wonder if they include theft in their total, right, in their assessment, right?
Yeah,
You know, and by theft I mean tax.
Yeah.
Sorry. You stole these items and we're charging you theft on top of the.
We're thieving from the thieves.
It's double thieving.
Yeah.
The two men were asking the jury to take into account Kohl's coupons and discounts.
This is ridiculous.
Which would bring the theft case down to a misdemeanor. However, prosecutors argued that sales and discounts are for paying customers.
I mean, yeah, that's also a pretty legit comeback to that. Yeah.
But they had coupons.
Yeah. They're like, but what about my Kohl's cash? So I have $100 in Kohl's cash. Does that mean that I can
get
that
$94?
Like bring that into court. So this is,
we're gonna return some items.
Yeah. What's going on here? As we do the show, I'm also monitoring, you know, stuff.
Social media.
You know, show operations.
Yeah. You know. He's the captain.
Yeah. What's really funny is, I was watching, sports ball?
Okay.
Watching some hand egg.
Yeah.
Oh. Right?
And it's the beginning of the thing before kickoff or whatever. And the announcers go, "Captain's on the field."
And you're like, what do you mean? I'm right here.
Like, I'm in my kitchen. What are you talking about? Or, I'll be watching, you know, some sci-fi show, right? Star Trek or something, whatever, right? And they'll be like,
"They're screaming, Captain."
Oh, we don't know. We have to ask the captain, right? And I'm like, "I'm right here. Right? What do you want to ask me?" It's interesting. Having the name Captain has made my life interesting. So anyway, they were asking to take into account the coupons so that they could get it reduced to a misdemeanor. Just because an item is on sale doesn't mean it's free to steal. And these defendants now get to think about this lesson in jail and prison, District Attorney John Kellner said.
Jail and prison.
Whoa.
Yeah. Jail isn't.
They don't get out of prison free card.
Prisale. quote, retailers in our community are fed up with theft, and my office will actively prosecute these offenders. Good. When are you going to start prosecuting yourself? And the IRS, for that matter, if you're fed up with theft.
Go after them.
Green was sentenced to 15 months in prison. Bolden was sentenced to 90 days in jail with credit.
Oh, he's got credit.
For time served as a condition of 18 months of probation.
Wow.
So there you have it.
So, you know, if you're going to steal stuff, make sure you steal it, like, after Christmas. It's on sale. Like, it's... Get the closeout items or whatever.
Yeah, but even so, like, they're going to argue that, you know, you walk into any store and they have, like, the regular price and then the tag that says sale, right? You know?
Yeah.
They're going to get you for the regular tag price, not the sale price.
That's interesting.
It's basically what this case is saying, right?
Yeah. If you, so does this set precedent for other...
I'm certain right. It does.
But in California, yeah. It's the $950 is the threshold.
$950.
And I think it's a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Yeah, and then it's a felony if you're...
Right.
If you exceed that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
I mean, it's
easier... How about
easier?
Just don't steal?
I was about to say, how about you just don't?
Don't steal.
Yeah, don't steal, people. It's like... libertarianism is pretty simple. Don't take other people's stuff.
Don't hit people.
You know, don't force your opinions on others.
Your freedom ends at my nose.
Yeah. Well, my freedom depends on literally everybody else being free, right? Which is why I do this show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because freedom is important to me. It's important for me to be as free as I possibly can. The state gets in the way of that, of course, but. The way for me to become as free as I possibly can is for everybody to act as if they were a free man as well. And so I do the show for that reason, because the only way for me to get more free than I am currently is for more people to become free as well.
Spreading the message of freedom.
Yeah.
That's true. So I just learned about this concept. It wasn't a new concept for me, but it was a new way to phrase it. So it was from this book called Unschooled, and the concept that they were talking about...
John Taylor Gale?
No, this isn't... this is Carrie McDonald.
Okay.
Raising curious, well-educated children outside the conventional classroom. So the concept was freedom, not license. And essentially what that meant was... And it's in regards to homeschooling, right? But you can... Yep. Put it in regards to, like, you know, not just children, like adult humans as well, just in general, but that people have their freedom to choose what they want to do, how they want to spend their time, but not so much that it impedes on the freedom of others.
Very well said. 603-283-6160. Do you have a philosophy of freedom? Do you treat others that as if they were free? Give us a call. Let us know. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News Update. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal won't happen until after the first of the year.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. You can expect airports and roads to be jam-packed.
AAA's Ayexa Diaz.
AAA's projecting 150 million Americans to be traveling over the holiday period. Nearly 104 million of those people will be driving. 7.5 million are expected to fly. And then there's a 4 million number, and those are the people who are traveling by other modes.
Researchers at the Ohio State University studied data from over 20,000 individuals and found that Americans consume up to 500 calories daily from snacks alone, which is often more calories than breakfast, but with less nutritional value. Dave Collins, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That might be the weirdest one you've ever done, man.
I can't hit that low note.
It's like chant, Gregorian chant.
And we're back.
Tuvian throat singing. I don't even know what a Tuvian is. What's a Tuvian?
I don't know.
Me neither.
It's like a basket hammock.
You guys ever see that movie, Chasing Amy? It's a Kevin Smith flick.
No.
It sounds familiar, but I can't remember what it's about.
There's this bit where, like, the dude's going off about his comic book with the main character is a black dude or whatever. And so he's going off about that, and he's like, "And my Nubian brothers!" And the guy stands up, he's like, "Oh, what's a Nubian?" Like, just in the middle of his rant while he's trying to sell his comic book. The movie's hilarious. There's a bit in there, too, where, like, the dude is interested in the girl, and they go to see her perform because she sings in a band or something. But unbeknownst to the dude, she's into chicks, right? And he's like, "I'm going to go let her know how I feel." Like, wait, there's something you should know. What? Does she have a boyfriend? No. Then what's to know? He turns around. He's walking.
Mm-hmm. Oops.
Worse.
It is Free Talk Live. What do we do here, Steve?
It's a nationally syndicated call-in radio show where you can control the topics. Oh. So call in.
Nikki, what's the phone number?
603-283-6160.
Who's that guy?
That's Steve.
Who are you?
I'm Nikki.
Who am I?
You're the captain.
Very good. You've passed.
You passed the test.
Thank you.
Here's a cookie. I don't have a cookie to give you.
Oh, we've got cookies.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, I already gave you your holiday gift, so be happy with that.
I love it.
52 card pickup.
Oh, yeah.
We've been talking about this story. I guess we're done with this story now, but some dudes in Denver were convicted of stealing from Kohl's department store. The amount that they were convicted of stealing was $2,094.98. Anything over $2,000 in Colorado is a felony, apparently.
I wonder if they thought about, like, we're going to go in there, we're going to take three of those, what are the KitchenAid crew, what are they called?
Yeah. The mixers or whatever? Yeah. Yeah, the KitchenAid.
You think, like, if you're going to steal something, crew. Do the math. And
well, and maybe they did as they were, but like if there's two of them, right, they're doing loose math and they're doing it in their head. They're not walking around trying to steal stuff with a calculator on their phone.
Yeah.
Right, right. You know, like, we got to put this mixer back because we're above $2,000.
I've also heard of stores like collecting portfolios on people, like files on people, so they'll know who's stealing. And then they'll keep track of it, and they'll wait until they get to, like, the felony amount where they can really get them.
There's actually laws that do that, too. So, like, if you get busted for, like, X amount of DUIs or something like that, it goes from misdemeanor to felony and that kind of stuff. Not unheard of, for sure.
Yeah, but these guys are probably walking around with the calculator on their phone going, well, it says it says $500. Like, it's on sale. $3.99. Yeah. Okay, type in $3.99. Okay, we're good.
Yeah, someone else probably just, you know, grabbed one item too many.
And then the other dude's like, I got a coupon. All right, well.
They probably didn't think about it. I'm assuming most people that are stealing aren't anticipating getting caught. They probably didn't think about it at all.
They've probably seen the videos, like, people are just busting into Macy's and taking whatever they want.
They don't answer this in the article, but, like, they claim that they had coupons. Now, did they, like, did they intend to buy this stuff? And then they're just like, screw it, man, let's just push the cart out the door.
Right, they might have been waiting in line.
I'm assuming,
why would you even have the coupons or care about them?
Right, did they have them on them at the time the shoplifting occurred is what I'm asking. Right?
That's why I think
they just have them.
I think that's why they were trying to do the math to come in under $2,000.
Yeah.
They probably tried to maximize the amount of stuff that they could steal with things that were on sale, coupons, Kohl's cash, and it didn't work.
The dude totally got out under $2,000. I'm like, no, you didn't. Sorry.
Loss prevention. Count. Here it comes.
Yeah. All right. We do have a number two story. As we are wont to do here on the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And again, just before we go on to our number two story, don't steal. Government hates competition. So
sounds like a bumper sticker.
Also, you know, jail sucks. I do know that from personal experience, actually. But that's a whole other story for another time. Moving right along, something less essy. Than jail is, more, depending on what jail you're in, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
San Francisco.
Hellhole.
I'll just stop there. Is it more actually than jail? You had me at San Francisco.
Right. What's worse?
Meanwhile, back in San Francisco, the San Francisco poop map has been updated.
Oh, good.
And things are essier than ever. This is from ZeroHedge.com by Tyler Durden. During Thursday night's debate, during Thursday night's debate between Gavin Newsom D and Ron DeSantis R. Yeah, that's for dumbass and retardo. The Florida governor busted out the San Francisco poop map created by Open the Books. The map created in 2019 plotted nearly 120,000 cases of reports of human feces on the streets of San Francisco between 2011 and 2019 using the city's open records portal and 311 call information posted by city officials.
Officials?
What the heck's 311?
That's like 211, but
what's 211?
It's like kind of like 912. I don't know.
I know what 911 is, and I know that like some cities have implemented something, you know, that's not quite 911, where they have a three-digit dial for something. So I was just curious. Okay.
I think 511 is if you're calling before you're digging.
I can look it up. It's fine.
I'll ask the magic rectangle.
Consult the collective, will you? The problem is so bad, apparently, that San Francisco has been employing so-called poop patrollers.
Poop patrollers? What does that mean?
I can tell you they make upwards of $185,000 per year.
Really?
To clean up the mess. They're basically You know how people like walk dogs and have to pick up after them?
Well, yeah.
They're picking up after humans.
If they wanted to save money, they could have just hired a bunch of, like, orderlies from a nursing home, like CNAs.
No, I
they contend, do it for, like, you know, like $15 an hour.
I contend they actually just employ people who are already walking their dogs.
Huh. I consulted the Magic Rectangle.
What did the Magic Rectangle
say? Well, 311 says it's a rock band.
That's 311.
The number three. So if you call 311, it says to provide general city information to citizens, local businesses, and visitors, as well as perform service request intake on behalf of city departments.
Wait, so
311. I have an emergency. There is poop on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that's probably.
Can you send the poop patrol?
Yeah.
They make how much?
Sir, do you have the app?
Kidding.
I have version 1. You need version 2.
Version 2. 2.2.
Oh, my gosh.
We're getting carried away again, Steve.
Okay. Captain, will you continue?
Will you keep us in mind?
Yeah, try to reel
it
in.
Crack the whip a little bit, you know?
It's hard when we, like, the content that gets brought into the show, it's like,
stellar, right?
Yeah. How do you reel this in when we're, like, off the rails to begin with, you know what I mean?
It's Sunday. It's we're all, yeah.
If only there were a way to sort of corral all of this and make sure that it is forced with, like, a liquid through some sort of a smaller tube down into a processing facility.
Oh, gosh.
Describing a toilet in your...
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was going to say, drinking your way out of it?
No. I mean, I'm not above that. Sometimes you have to drink your way out of a horrible situation. I'm just saying, it happens. I can't believe these bastards make $185,000 a year. These poop patrollers.
The 311 people?
The poop patrollers.
Wow.
San Francisco has been employing so-called poop patrollers making upwards of $185,000 per annum.
Well, they probably have a lot of overtime.
To clean up the mess. And, of course, the guy in charge of it was arrested on felony fraud charges and sentenced to 7 years in prison. Oh, surprise! Somebody who works and collects money from the government, which, of course, is stolen money.
Right.
You know, be involved in something corrupt? Nefarious?
Surprise, surprise.
Color me surprised. Was that your... I mean, that was a very bad Gomer Pyle impersonation if you were trying.
Me?
Yeah. Surprise,
I don't know who that
surprise.
Is. So,
there we go.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Gomer Pyle.
So anyway, the map has been updated. According to Adam Andrzejewski of Open the Books, here it is in all its brown glory. Only now it's got an additional 125,506 cases in just 3 years. More than double the amount reported in the initial 8-year period. So they've been putting together this map. They've been tracking people doing their duty.
doing their duty
in the
their
streets.
Civic duty.
Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah. Duty to their city.
Defecately.
And it took them 8 years to report. What was the original number?
I thought it was 125.
It doesn't say, but it says now it's got an additional 125,506 cases in just 3 years, which is more than double the amount reported in the initial 8-year period. So 50, 60, 70,000 apparently in the first 8 years. You can even interact with the map, and I'm not going to do that.
Interact with them.
You can use the plus and minus signs at the top left corner of the map. You can switch between map and satellite views.
Oh, my gosh.
As well as pins and heat.
Like, someone made
like
this app.
Like steam.
Yeah, right.
Loaf.
Fresh one. Old versus new. I don't know. They're like, here's the heat map. Okay.
I guess it must be like Waze, like where you're walking by, you just...
Yeah, I think it is.
report a steamy one.
Steamy.
Send the poop crew out.
Oh, man.
We're off the rails.
That's it. That's our number two story, apparently.
Maybe next week we shouldn't have a number two story.
Maybe we'll have a number three story.
Yeah. Next week. We can take a week off, huh? It's Christmas. Don't do a number two story.
Let's do a number one story next week.
Do something nice.
I wonder if... So Christmas is on a weekend, right?
It's Monday. New Year's Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve are on a Friday. So
it's on Sunday.
I'm sorry, you're right, it is Sunday. So,
right.
The day
so we'll be here.
Monday, okay. At any rate, I'm curious because we did a story around Thanksgiving about Brown Friday.
Right.
That was our number two story.
Yeah. Yes.
So I'm wondering if there's also a similar uptick in calls to plumbers and that kind of, like after Christmas and after New Year.
Oh, after New Year's,
I mean, those cookies,
sure.
the Chinese food? Oh, my, you got to be kidding me. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Day, I'm sure it would just be like clean up the bathroom.
Why Chinese? Just because it makes everybody hungry a half hour later?
I just don't think that like...
You know? That goes right through you.
Yeah.
Update the poop map right in your own
house. MSG, man. It just goes right through you.
What about Mexican food?
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
Beans and everything. And,
I mean, is it authentic or is it Taco Bell, you know?
Well,
I mean,
way.
We did the Taco Bell a few weeks ago.
Either way. Like, I mean... Mm-hmm. And
the
just,
Taco Bell orgy story, that was a good one.
Just as a public service reminder, if you're on the road and you do need to do your duty, D-O-O-T-1, stop at a Taco Bell because they owe you one.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't, not in a Pringles can. Don't do that.
That's the on-the-go, the on-the-go method.
That is the new Molotov cocktail, isn't it? Pour a bunch of booze in it, right? So you then you'll put a wick in there and then light it and chuck it. Right? Yeah. We should probably go to some calls.
Yes, please change the subject.
Let's go to Tim in Florida. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
I can't handle the pressure.
Prairie dogging it?
Reel us in, please.
Don't hold it in. Go.
Well, I've got some notes here.
Gosh.
Change the subject because I know you're talking about poo again.
Yeah, please change.
Well, so let's see. I've got a note here. I think I was watching Last American Vagabond on I'm catching up with everything by November 15th. So I'm about a month behind on everything, but,
is that the podcast, Last American Vagabond?
Yeah, he actually does a video.
Oh, okay.
The Last American Vagabond.com, and he has people, they write articles on there. He's not the only dude, but he's based out of Tennessee, somewhere in Tennessee.
What about it?
Anyway, so he turned me on to this article about or video about the Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. He said, "What we are doing in Gaza, we can do in Beirut." And my best friend in high school, American Lebanese, and his grandmother, I don't even know if she's still around, but you know she lives in Beirut. And, you know, so there comes a point because the world is so small that things begin to get a little personal. And then I've got another note here. This is even crazier. You know, the next day, Armenian Apostolic Church in Jerusalem, Israeli settlers with help of armed police are seizing property of the Armenian church as part of the continuing campaign of dispossession and Judaization. I don't know how to pronounce that.
That's right.
So they're just taking money from the Armenian churches or just stealing artifacts from their churches?
Yeah, I think real property. I think they're actually seizing everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, leave it to governments to interfere with, well, everything. I can't name a thing in my life that government doesn't have their hands in some way, shape, or form. I can only assume that it is the same everywhere else.
Right. They're stealing it. They're not stealing it covertly. They're overtly stealing.
Right.
So they're still stealing.
I got to get one more thing that's related to this off my chest because you got the issue of dual citizenship and you have Israeli Americans who have United States citizenship, and they're in interlocking directorships and in the government and, you know, various positions of power. And it could just as easily happen here. Don't think it can't. And at this point, I'm calling for a tax revolt. I'm like, there's got to be a way. There's got to be enough people that support a tax revolt at some point.
Well, half the country doesn't pay taxes. So even if we had half the people to revolt, that would be all the people.
Well, and I think a lot of, like, the left-leaning people, like, typically they're more in favor of taxes because they're like, no, you know, like, the public service and all that. But a lot of them are really, you know, they're there was some sort of strike. It was like a social media thing that people were doing for a ceasefire. And I'm sure there is a way to get a lot of people on board with the tax strike.
But, Tim, I'm with you on the interlocking directorates. That is super evil. That is a way of corporations almost, you know, it's almost like World Economic Forum stuff. But the interlocking directorates, basically, like, someone on the board of Pfizer is from NBC, and then someone on their board is from, you know, big agriculture or whatever. They're all in it together.
Yeah, well, what's his name? Nothing Yehu. Benjamin Nothing Yehu.
That's good.
He really likes the Bible, but I got something from the New Testament. From 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 20. For I fear, lest when I come, I shall not find ye, or you, such as I would, and that I shall be found unto you, such as ye would not, lest there be debates, envyings, wraths, strifes, backbitings, whisperings, swellings, tumults, and lest when I come again, my God will humble me among you, and that I shall bewail many which have sinned already and have not repented of the uncleanness and fornication and lasciviousness.
We got come in there twice, and then we got fornication. So sounds like a porno to me. Tim, thanks for the call.
Well, I mean, was the New Testament cooked up by the Roman Empire to kind of quell people? It's like the original fluoride. I don't know.
You know what? You know what we should do? We should make the New Testament.
The even
newer Testament. No, we're just going to, you know, like we don't like the Bible the way it is. We're going to rewrite it, and we're going to add it to the existing Bible. It's just going to be called the New Testament.
New and improved.
But not like the band.
No, we'd have to name that like Testament Plus or something.
New Testament 2.0. Make it hip.
Or maybe we could clone everybody in the band Testament. And then we could call them Testament Squared.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking. That's right. That's it. That's my genius idea for
right,
the year.
All right, everybody.
All right, he's thinking.
For the year.
Right.
I won't have another one until next year. That's just
two
how
weeks.
I roll.
It's about 2 weeks. He'll have something brilliant in 2 weeks.
It's a testament to my creativity.
Oh, did you see that?
Oh, wow. That was good. Yes.
Can't wait till January 1st.
Biblical jokes. Here. On Free Talk Live. I follow this person called Voluntarist. I believe they're at Onomy Alex. Mr. Voluntarist says, I asked Mixtral, which is one of these AI.
Is that like Siri?
Mixtral? And I forget what exactly it was because I wanted to be prepared for tonight's show.
Heard of it. I haven't heard of a lot of AI stuff. The only thing I see AI is what would Michael Jackson look like now?
Well,
or Elvis, what would he look like? AI makes this, you know,
so
picture.
It's sort of like a ChatGPT, except, you know, different brand, different, you know, maker, whatever. Hmm. He asked it to summarize Lysander Spooner's book, The Constitution of No Authority. Now, this is a very popular book amongst anarchists, libertarians, and the like. And it goes on to say, the document, No Treason, The Constitution of No Authority by Lysander Spooner, is a political treatise arguing that the U.S. Constitution is not a valid contract and has no authority over individuals. Fact.
Yep.
I mean, like Lysander
so
Spooner.
So far, yeah.
Like, fact, right?
Yep.
He just points out a fact. Took a whole book to do it, but, you know, that's how it goes. So, in summary, Spooner argues the following. And this is the summary now from
the ChatGPT thing.
Whatever it is, yeah, mixed troll. Number one, the Constitution is not a contract between the living, but rather an agreement made by a small portion of the population who were alive at the time of its creation.
Well, that's true.
I agree that it's just not a contract between, well, anyone, really.
It's more of a document.
I don't know if it's an agreement made by, like, I'm sure the people who put it together were like, yes, we agree on these things. And they had other things on there, like, no, we don't agree. Okay, let's throw those out, right? And they ended up with...
But it never went for a vote, did it? Of the people?
Not to my knowledge.
It's just written.
Made by a small portion of the population, meaning a handful of men who were alive at the time of its creation. So far, so good. Number two. No pun intended. It does not bind, again, no pun intended, it does not bind future generations as it was not agreed to by them, and they have no obligation to follow it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we like that Second Amendment and that First Amendment.
It does not bind future generations. So the people who put it together might think it's a good idea, and they're welcome to follow it, but it certainly... has no binding effect on their children, on anybody else, any other generations of people.
Yeah. I mean, to me, my rights aren't granted by a piece of paper or right. something that someone did like 200 years ago. Just seems a bit ridiculous. Like, my rights are granted to me by God.
It says it does not bind future generations because it was not agreed to by them. True. And thus, they have no obligation to follow it. Agreed. Number three, the Constitution has never been signed or agreed to by the majority of the population, making it an invalid contract. Right. So a contract, by definition, is an agreement between two people, and then you sign it. So that. You know.
Well, I mean, how many people agree to the, you know, how many people agree to the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit, but drive fast and get a ticket? I didn't agree to that.
Well, right. I mean, so, to me, the speed limit is a suggestion.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Daytime speed limit suggested.
We suggest. I have a little bit more to say about this number three item here on this AI summary of Lysander Spooner's No Treason, the Constitution of No Authority. You can give us a call, 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.